You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Hen Day built.
And Shauger adding to his repertoire. Cameraman fits you pretty well, Shauger. Pretty well. Solid camera work today.
The best part is, so we're sitting in the stands and you're like, hey, Shauger, I need you to come help me out with something on camera over there. I was like, okay, great. I was thinking, oh, okay, like, we'll do a little promo with you. You know, we'll talk about the game. Like, I was happy to help you out, right? So I'm fixing my hair, and I'm walking and following you, and I'm kind of, like, fixing my collar and doing up my button. And then I'm like, okay, and you pull up this little your phone, and you plug in your microphone and everything. I'm like, oh, is that mic going to be good enough for both of us? And I'm watching you get it all together. And then you hand me to your camera, and you're like, okay, so just try and keep me centered. That's like, what? Like, I'm the cameraman here. Okay, sorry, just understanding. I thought you were inviting me to be part of your.
Well, Tommy usually is the one who films it. Like, I'll film his stuff, and he films mine. And so, obviously, he didn't make the trek down. And so, I said, yeah, Shauger, I just got to do this for my Twitter thing. And maybe I didn't say I need you to video, but it's so funny when you're like, what? I'm not in it?
I thought I was going to be your guest. I was even thinking in my head, like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to charge him for this. Probably invoice for this, eh? But now I'm going to invoice double because technical work is even more complex.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what?
Expensive.
Hey, your technical work, Parker has trained you well. It was fantastic. You know, there was no shaking of the hand. It was very steady. It was good.
I've done enough podcast promos, you know, selfie style, that in the last 2 months that I should be pretty good at it by now.
What did you make of Daryl Sutter's comments today?
I don't know. He's just kind of challenging his guys. I think he's... it's odd, you know, to kind of say, well, you know, maybe they're doing everything they can. Maybe Edmonton's players are just better right now. He keeps throwing out statements that his players are going to hear before game time. Chazazar is probably saying it to them, too. He's just kind of challenging them to be better. So, you know, I'm okay with it to a degree. If you're going to be honest with them, you know, you'd be honest with the media. But what I would suggest is if you want to throw the gauntlet out there for those guys and challenge them to be better than the other team's best players, you know, then play Johnny Gaudreau more than 18 minutes, 18:40. Like, live and die tonight with your best players on the ice more. If you want to challenge them, then let them lead the way and give them 22, 23 minutes like some other team superstars get. I think that, and I know that's not the Flames style, right? They roll four lines and balance and all that stuff. It's all well and good and everything, but it's not really working at this point. So challenge them, but then empower them and let them get out there more often.
Yeah, that's fair. You can do it. I agree with you. I would put them out there more often, just not against McDavid's line. I would, if you've got 11-7, then go out there with them. And you're at home ice. Try to get your top line out against Edmonton's second, third, or fourth line. And I'm kind of like, Jay Woodcroft, to me, has won the coaching matchup battle thus far.
Yeah, I think Woodcroft has done a couple of things that have worked. And Sutter has, look at the guys Sutter had on the ice when Edmonton scored that huge goal last game. Right, like it was a combination that I think ideally wouldn't necessarily have out there very often. I think Shillington and Stone and Lucic might have been out there. I think so. And then Jay Woodcroft, you know, he pulls a switch, and that line goes out there and scores, and which he makes mention of after the game. You know, we managed to get the right players out there and find a goal. Well, that's I don't know if that's pointing at the Flames having the wrong players out there or him having the right players out there, but it's true. What he said is true. So I think he's done a good job there. I think he's done a good job adjusting, figuring out a way to strategize around the pressure that Calgary brought early in game one. I would agree. He's done a really good job in this series so far.
Ron Schaug from TSN. On camera and off camera analyst for TSN. Well, hey, you know what, Bureau Chief? Now we can say
we need to hire more camera guys.
Yeah,
can I do
promo recorder? I like it. I like it. The Oilers themselves, like, I don't see any reason to change anything. Obviously, other than their starts in Calgary, because the two starts in Game One and Two, less than desirable.
So
you're down 2-0 in 51 seconds, 2-0 in 6 minutes in the next game. So to me, that's the big one. And like, I know we watched the game last night, Colorado and St. Louis, and I give St. Louis a boatload of credit for what they're doing. But I just feel if Edmonton gets up early tonight, Ryan. I don't foresee them giving up a 3-0 lead like they did in game four.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think, you know, this team needs to learn from lessons. And when you learn from a lesson, hopefully it can be a lesson that doesn't cost you dramatically, right? And so I think they got away with one. You know, they were playing with a lead in an important game, and they blew it. And yeah, it was weird goals, and sure, but they blew it. And yet they still come out of it with a win. They still end up with a positive result despite the lesson that's rooted in their negative play. And that's good, but you do need to learn from that. So what do the Oilers do on off days? Probably the same thing that you and I do, and they watch hockey. So they would watch a game last night, the Colorado Avalanche, one of the best teams in the game, with an opportunity to close out an opponent in a great situation. They blew it. And so I think it's good for the Oilers to have seen that happen last night. I think that's good for them to, because not that they would have needed reminding, but that'll just be in the back of their mind. Mm-hmm. They're playing with a lead tonight. They're going to play with a sense of urgency, and they won't feel comfortable at any point. I think, you know, under, like, maybe even learning from Colorado's mistakes a little bit, you can benefit from something that happened on an off day even. Take every bit of it, apply it, learn the lesson, and buckle down in a way you didn't before.
Yeah, I think they also, Zach Hyman might give him a quick refresher course from last season, when, of course, he lost being up 3-1. And meanwhile, Brett Kulak with Montreal came back and won.
Even for the guys paying attention to the Worlds, I mean, there's another 3-0 lead, wasn't it, in an elimination game. So, I mean, you just, like, comebacks, like, putting teams down when their backs are against the wall is tough. And there have been multiple reminders of that, their own game, which they almost blew it, and a couple of games they've watched since or paid attention to. You know, it's you can take those lessons into the game tonight. By the way, how's Noah doing over there? Getting ready to play, or how's he?
He actually got back in. He was out for a few games with shoulder, but he got back in today, and a dramatic win for Canada. They were down 3-0. And came back and tied it. And then Drake Batherson won it in overtime on a power play for Canada. And I don't know if you saw it, but, you know, there's some upsets. The number one and the number two seeds in Canada's pool both got knocked off. So yeah. Canada looks like they're going to take on Czechia in the semifinal. Meanwhile, Finland will take on the U.S. in the other one because they reseed now at the World Championships.
He's got to be having a blast, man, because that hockey is good, but it's unfortunate that he was banged up there. But the experience for the players, I think, is pretty good, too, at the World Championship, getting to, you know, go and see things and, you know, be together as a group and stuff like that. So good luck to him.
Oh, man. He, I look at him. And, well, I talked to him earlier, and, yeah, just he's never been to Europe before, so it's exciting. His dad's over there. It's, you know, he says his dad's maybe having more fun than him because the parents are just on all these tours and doing stuff. So
the families on those trips, yeah. I've been at many of those tournaments, and the families, they have a good time over there. So a great experience for all of them. So anyways, lots going on here, too, and it's going to be fun tonight, boy.
Well, I expect Calgary to obviously come out with their best effort tonight. When you look at the Edmonton Oilers, they still need a little bit more, I think it's fair to say, from their bottom six, right? Specifically, you know, is there a guy, what do you feel that you need to see more from their bottom six?
So here's what I'd say about a few of their guys. I think, obviously, any sniff of offensive contribution would be helpful and amazing. And you should be able to expect a little bit of that. You know, a little bit. Not a lot, but some. So you start there. But what I would say is I don't think they're going out there and having a lot of useless shifts where they don't get anything done. And I think during the regular season at times, you know, a bottom six, if they're not producing offense, you're like, really, what are they doing, right? Because it's just not the same intensity level as the playoffs. But I think they're going out there and they're trying to affect the game with each one of their shifts. They aren't letting shifts come and go where they accomplish nothing. And I think it's a better quality of play. I think that Josh Archibald goes out there and, you know, the value of hitting in a series like this, I think the Flames have some D-men that are banged up. I do think that those things can matter. But I think they give other guys a rest. You rattle the boards around a little bit. You have a high-energy shift where you skate fast. The next line that comes over the boards, like when you're sitting on the bench, Greg, you're watching what's going on. And when the line that's out there before you is running around and throwing hits and high energy, you step over the boards with a sense of urgency to at least match what they're doing. You don't want to step over the boards and take it down a notch, right? So I believe they're having shifts with an energy level that is creating a positive impact. But on good teams, bottom six guys contribute offensively as well, and yes, there is some need for that. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, 100%. I get that in limited minutes, it's a little bit more of a challenge. I'm completely aware of that. But if they play well early, then their chance of maybe getting more minutes will go up. But they're really like guys like Fogle and Puljujarvi, and I know he's on the second line. And guys who aren't on either special teams unit in this series are having a hard time getting ice time because there's a lot of power play and penalty kill time.
Yeah, I agree. But that's why, you know, when you do get out there, do what you can do. And that's, you know, for Cassian, it's skating fast and hitting hard. And you know, same thing for Josh Archibald. For Fogle, it's getting in on the forecheck and being disruptive. And, you know, I don't see a lot of shifts coming and going where you're like, that player mailed it in that shift. And, you know, and I think that just because you're not necessarily scoring, there's ways to affect the game. And I see them at least trying to do that. Like Puljujarvi, I'll give Puljujarvi credit. I mean, it's not natural in his game to go diving in front of shots to block them, right? He's not a guy that does a ton of that during the regular season. He's trying to throw body checks, and he's trying to block shots, and he's playing a little bit outside his comfort zone. And, you know, would you like to see him be contributing a bunch of offense to the series? Of course. But you can at least see that he's trying to accomplish something every shift.
Schauger, we will see you at the rink. And I'm good to know that if I ever need a video, I've got a very trusty, steady hand. So thank you for that.
Might I suggest ace camera guy David Parker next time?
Yeah.
And he's cheaper than I'm going to be. Wait till you see
Well, actually, no. Trust me. Parker excels in this. Dude, you're like an entry-level position. Right? I got a pack of Hubba Bubba for you.
Wait till you see my invoice. We'll see who's laughing then. See ya.
Yeah.